Would you please stand? This is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, direct our thoughts, help us to pray, and lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. The processional hymn, O Jesus, Lord of Heavenly Grace.
Everybody to this special service to mark Children's Day in our parish. We particularly welcome the children who are present together with their parents, grandparents, other relatives, along with other parishioners and friends. And a particular welcome to our very recently appointed diocesan youth officer, Mr. Andrew McClelland, who is our special preacher today. We are grateful to him for visiting us so early in his posting and look forward to his ministry of the word later in the service. Today we thank God for all his blessings to us over the past year as we seek refreshment over the summer months. We also recall the many times we have let God down and fallen short of the standard he has set us. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. O God, our loving Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you and have broken your commandments. We have often been selfish and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven. Your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Let us praise God for his mercy. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be forever. Amen. We sing the hymn, Jesus' Love is Very Wonderful. You have taught us that all our doings without love are nothing worth. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and a man, lame from birth, was being carried in. People would lay him daily at the gate of the temple, called the Beautiful Gate, so that he could ask for alms from those entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms. Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who used to sit and ask for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Thanks be to God.
We sing the hymn, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want."
Everyone. Does everyone hear me okay? Yeah? Okay, perfect. Excellent. It's so good to be here on this beautiful, it's not quite sunny, but it's a little bit cloudy. It's not too bad. So as already said, my name is Andrew McClelland, and I'm the youth officer for Down and Dromore. And I've been in the job for a whopping 6 weeks. So yes, I'm very, very, very new. But I've been doing youth and children's work in churches for the past 17 years. I'm new to this role, but very familiar with church work and working with kids and young people. I'm really excited to be here. And a part of the country I've seen on a map, but never been before. So, thank you so much. Your rector rang me a few weeks ago, inviting me down to here and to the next church, Myra Hamlet. So excited to be here with you this morning. Now, I have a Bible story I want to share with you. We've got some boys, we've got some girls here, which is great. All girls, that's great. Are you all sisters? Are you all related? Okay, perfect. But everyone else, please listen in, because God's word is forever. It's amazing, because God's word can be preached to every different age group, every different level. There's always something to get out of God's word. So I'm excited for what we're going to hear from God this morning. Now, before I read from the Bible, I like a wee game every so often. So anyone can answer, but specifically you three, you can. I may have some Haribo in my bag if you answer correctly. Even if you answer wrong, you'll still get it, but don't worry. I'm going to give you a few hints, a few clues about what the Bible story could be. So I've got about five or six clues, and maybe after each clue you might think, I know what it is. And if you're feeling brave, you can put your hand up and I'll ask you. But if you're not, that's absolutely fine. There's no pressure to. Okay, the first clue is not a good clue, but it's a good one. It's one anyway. Okay, our Bible story is from the Bible. Any ideas? No, it's fine. There's 66 books to choose from, thousands and thousands of stories, so it's a bit tricky to guess from that one. Let's have a few more guesses, okay? It's from the New Testament. Okay, so half, 27 books it might be from. There's a lot of stories in the New Testament, not from that one. Let's see. The story we're looking at today is a story of when Jesus met someone. Ooh, maybe adults, you're starting to think, okay, I know a few of those stories as well. You can whisper to each other as well if you think you might know what it is. Okay, the person that Jesus met was rich. Now, Jesus met a few people who said that they were rich, so could be four or five, maybe there. Okay, this person that Jesus met was not only rich, but he was not very liked. He was not very popular.
Zacchaeus.
Let's have a look and see if we can figure it out. Okay, the next one is, the clue is, he's not very tall. Zacchaeus. Absolutely right. Do you want Haribo for guessing right? I don't know. We'll come back to it later. Zacchaeus. My biggest clue was he climbed a tree. Does everyone know? Give us a nod if you know the story of Zacchaeus, or at least heard of it. Okay. I would guess that maybe many of the adults have heard it a time or two, and could probably come to the front and do a much better job than I could at talking through the story. And boys and girls, even if it's your first time here, and it's a really great story. It's a classic Bible story, you could say. Now, the problem is, when you've heard a story once or twice, you kind of just go, I've heard it before. I know what he's going to say. I know what's going to happen. Parents or grandparents, maybe you've had one of your children or grandchildren tell you a story before, and the first time they tell you, it's like, oh, wow. So good. The second time they tell you, it's like, oh, that's lovely as well. The fifth time, it's like, that's nice, dear. And the tenth time, it's like, okay, you've told me before. You're just like, I've heard the story you've told me. Maybe you guys are like that. I don't know. Or maybe there's a film that you love, and the first time you watch it, it's the most amazing thing ever. When my daughter watched Encanto for the first time, she watched it like three times that one day. And I let her, and I watched all three as well. But then the fifth time, she was like, oh, it's so amazing. And by the fifth or sixth time, she's like, no, I've seen it before. I've heard it. I know the songs. I know how it ends. And it kind of loses the wonder. And the same is true with the Bible. Sometimes when we hear it over and over again, which we need to, we kind of lose the wonder of it a little bit. We know how it ends. And we think, oh, I know what's going to happen. I know how the story finishes. So I'm going to read the Bible now. I'm going to read God's Word. Maybe think, I would love to see it through fresh eyes, through a fresh wonder. So here we have from Luke 19, the story of Zacchaeus. As Jesus entered Jericho, and he was passing through, a man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. That's the rich bit. He wanted to see who Jesus was. Because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he gladly came down at once and welcomed him. All the people who saw this began to mutter, he's gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out, I'm going to give four times the amount back. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Now, girls and everyone else, we maybe know that Zacchaeus wasn't a particularly popular person, maybe someone in your class, you think they're not very popular, maybe no one hangs out with them. Maybe it's for a reason, or a good reason, or maybe not a very good reason. Or we've probably had people in our lives who we maybe don't particularly like spending time with. But Zacchaeus was this type of person that no one liked him. Let me tell you why, for a couple of reasons. Number one, he worked for these people called the Romans, and people did not like the Romans. So that's number one. Number two is he took money from people. I mean, no one likes giving money for anything, so that's number two. The third reason is whenever he took the money from people, he took extra and kept it for himself. So say the Romans needed 10 pounds. Zacchaeus would come along and take 15 and keep the extra 5 for themselves. And they knew that he was a cheat, so that's why they didn't like him. Now, adults, do you know the way you get those lovely letters through the post in April time for your rates bill? Imagine if you had someone who you knew locally came around to collect it from the door. And imagine your rates bill was £1,000, and they came to your door and said, I would like £1,200, please. You'd be like, what? What? That's definitely £1,000. No, it's £1,200. And as they walk away, they put the £200 in their back pocket. I don't think you would like them very much. I think if you saw them out and about around here, you'd be like, oh, there they are. I'm going to cross over to the other side of the road. I'm going to ignore them. They might wave and say hello, and you'd be like, nope, don't see you. Don't see you at all. Or if they did talk to you, you'd be like, do you hear someone? I don't think I hear anyone. And pretend to ignore them. That's what Zacchaeus was like. No one really liked him. He was rich, very rich. Probably had great clothes and a great house, but he was lonely. No one spent time with him. His life was a bit messy. And so here we have Zacchaeus, who heard a little bit about this guy called Jesus, who was coming through Jericho. Now, wherever Jesus went, crowds would follow, crowds would gather because of the strange rumors that they had heard of him. Again, this is stuff that we know. We know the rumors and we know the stories. So imagine hearing it for the first time, thinking, I want to go and see for myself. Girls, tomorrow, imagine if there's a rumor going around school that at lunchtime, everyone was getting McDonald's. You'd be like, okay, I've got to go and see if this rumor is true. You all go to the canteen, you put your sandwiches away, you'd be like, I want to see if this rumor is true. Because you want to see for yourself. So Zacchaeus heard rumors about Jesus, and he wanted to go see. Adults, imagine you heard the rumor that somewhere in Downpatrick there was a petrol station giving away diesel for £1 a litre. You'd be like, I want to go and see. It's probably red diesel, so don't worry about it. But yes, you'd want to go and see. They heard stories, they heard the rumors about Jesus, and they wanted to go and see for themselves. And Zacchaeus is no different. He wants to go see. And I imagine the crowds there, if you've ever been at a concert or a sport, you can see all the people there cheering and chanting. And Zacchaeus comes along, and maybe the crowd were thinking, oh, there he is. There he is. Let's not let him through. Maybe he tried to say, excuse me, can I see? And they all, like, you know, made themselves look bigger and, you know, tried to, like, stop him going through. Zacchaeus can't catch a break anywhere. So he decides, maybe his best idea in the story, I'm going to climb a tree. Because if I'm up there, I'll get a good view. No one will see me, and no one will say anything bad to me, because people are always saying bad things to me. And so that's what he does, and he climbs. And again, if you know the story, it's easy to kind of get familiar with it. So let's think about this for the first time. Zacchaeus, who no one liked him, and Jesus passes by and stops and looks up and says his name. Wouldn't be surprised if Zacchaeus almost fell out of the tree. Because how would Jesus, this person who is kind of famous in the area, how would he know my name? But Jesus stops and says, come down from there. I'm sure the crowd were like, excuse me? Do you know who this person is? He's done really bad things. He's not a nice person. Why would Jesus, who just did all these amazing good things to help people, want to go and spend time with him? But that's what Jesus did. And Zacchaeus comes down. I'd love to know the full conversation that they had with each other, because Zacchaeus totally changed his life from being really greedy and taking that extra money from people to going, I'm going to give back all the stuff I've taken, and I'm going to give back 4 times as much. You know how rich he was when he could give back not just what he took, but 4 times the amount. That's how rich he was. Look, here and now, I give it back. Jesus knew all about Zacchaeus. The good things, and the not so good things. And the same is true about us. Jesus knows all the good things and maybe the not so good things as well. The problem with Zacchaeus is that everyone saw what he had done. Everyone knew that he was taking the money for himself. The crowd maybe thought, we're a little bit better than Zacchaeus because we wouldn't do that. But actually, the Bible says, you know, all of us have got lots of mess going on in our lives. Maybe the crowd were thinking, Jesus, have you seen what this man has done? You wouldn't want to go and hang out with him. They didn't see that he had any value or worth. Now, I have a question for you all. How would you feel this morning if I told you I was going to give someone here this morning a £20 note? Your eyes have widened. Anyone want it? Stick your hand up if you want it. No? Oh, there's double hands. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Interesting. Interesting. It's real. It's absolutely real. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I could buy a lot with this. Somewhat. You could save it for something, and so it's worth £20. So would you still want it if I crumpled it up? Yeah? You would. Would you still want it if I, like, stood on it? Yeah? Okay. Would you still want it? I don't know if you get this time of year where you're a little bit, like, sneezy. Oh. Would you still want it? You would. Why? Because even though it's messy, it's still worth £20. Don't do that at home, by the way. It's still worth £20. If it was covered in muck and whatever it is, and you find it in the bottom of the washing machine or wherever it is, it's messy, but it's valuable. And Jesus saw that Zacchaeus' life was very messy. But he saw through the mess and saw the value. And Jesus does the same for us as well. He sees, whether we look great on the outside but messy on the inside, he sees through all the exterior stuff. He sees the internal things. Things are going on inside us. And he sees, yes, your lives are messy, but I see your value and I see your worth. The crowd looked at Zacchaeus and thought, I'm better than him. I'm better than him. But Jesus said, oh, actually, no, you're all the same and I love you all equally. Jesus came, he said, to seek and save those who are lost. Not only those ones who had, like, all their sins were known, all their bad things that they had done were known, but he came to seek and save every single person. We're all a little bit messy sometimes. We maybe hide it quite well. We never like getting caught. Put up your hands if you've ever been caught out in a lie. It doesn't feel great, does it? I have a 9-year-old daughter, and whenever we've asked her to do stuff and she says she hasn't, she's done it, and then we realize she hasn't done it, she'll go, it wasn't me. But she knows and she gets caught out, and we get all like that. And we all get ourselves tangled a little bit in lots of different things. And the Bible says, you know, that the only way to get through rid of that, if we've already done this morning, is our confession, our giving, our sins, our worries, our fears, or all those bad things to God. And he says he is faithful and he will forgive us. So yeah, sometimes we're a little bit messy, but Jesus sees the value in us. And probably the best verse I can think of that shows that, sorry, I'm not giving this away. I'm so sorry. I'll give you Harry, but I'm not giving away 20.0. Jesus said the best way is his example, and that's from one of the most famous verses in the Bible, and it's John 3:16, which again could become so familiar, you just set off. But we lose the wonder of what it is that God loved the world, that God loved everyone in Anna Hamlet this morning. God loves everyone in this area, so much so, no matter whether they might look good on the outside or their lives were a complete mess, whether they're the youngest in the church or however old the oldest is, he loves them so much that he gave his life, his only son, to die on a cross for us so that we can live our lives for him. We are not perfect in any way, but God calls us to keep on trying, to keep on going. The Christian life isn't easy, but it is worth it. Worth it. It gives peace in this world when there's lots of kind of crazy, crazy things going on. And when our lives get a little bit messy, we can always come to God for help. You all have listened incredibly well. Thank you so much. Hopefully you've a new way of thinking about the story of Zacchaeus and girls. Well done. Thank you so much for at least looking at me. I really appreciate that. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to hand back over to your rector. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you so much for your word, for stories about Zacchaeus, whose life was a mess, God, and everyone knew about it. But I thank you, God, that you loved him so deeply and so very much. And Father, our lives might be really, really great right now, but we know sometimes there are things that aren't great in our lives, from the things we say, the things we think, sometimes the people we are. But I thank you, God, that you love us so dearly and deeply that you would die on the cross for us. So help us to never lose the wonder of that. Help us to always understand the truth of the gospel of loving Jesus. We pray all these things in your holy and precious name. Amen. Thank you.
Would you please stand? We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? Do you believe in God the Son?
I
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? This is the faith of the Church. With the congregation, please be seated, while the JAM group, the Jesus and Me group, sing for us. Can we show our appreciation to the girls? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our homes and families, for our food and clothing, and for all the joys that fathers, mothers, and children can share. Be with us where people see us at our best and at our worst. We ask that your love may surround us, your care protect us, and that we may know your peace at all times. Lord, in your mercy. Forgive us when jealousy, greed, temper, or pride disturb the peace of a family.
Help us to find the right words and the right actions to soothe and heal the hurt. Forgive us when we quarrel. Help us to forgive others. Help others to forgive us. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Father, you made us to live together in families. Grant to all parents wisdom and understanding in the upbringing of their children, that as they grow in stature, so too they may learn to love you more day by day. Lord, in your mercy. Today, O Lord, remember for good all our friends. Thank you for those with whom we play day by day, as well as those who are far away. Bless those too whom we find it hard to be friends with, and make us true friends to one another and to the Lord Jesus Christ, the friend of sinners. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Heavenly Father, look in love on all our neighbors. Keep them from all harm. Deepen our friendship with them, and may we grow in love of you, our Savior and our friend. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Lord Christ, our unseen yet eternal friend, the giver of true friendship, the guardian of our love, we pray for all our absent friends and loved ones, wherever in our great world they may be. Bless them with the fullness of your grace and power. You know the pain and loneliness of being separated. As we link our hands in yours, grant us to know the strength and peace of your presence and the sheltering warmth and comfort of your love. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
God our Father, we thank you for the times of rest from the normal daily round. However we spend our holiday this summer, may we be enabled to find the threefold recreation of body, mind, and spirit, that you may strengthen us for service in the days that lie ahead. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We know that everything is in your sovereign control. We come before you asking for a speedy and effective dialogue in bringing about an end to hostilities, particularly those ravaging Ukraine, Sudan, and the Middle East. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
God our Father, we ask your blessing on all children dear to us and those for whom we have responsibility. Grant that we may grow up healthy and strong, wise and good, in the knowledge and your love, service of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And gathering all our prayers and praises into one, we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now we come to that part of the service where, as a church and a parish, we recognize the attendance of those who have been part of the drowned group and attending church during the past year. And we pray that this may be an encouragement
to resume those activities when the summer ends in September. So I will ask the young people to come forward when their name is called out, and we'll give them their prize. Ruby, are you here? Yes, you are. Well done. Okay. And Evie's. Okay. And Laura. I think that's everyone. There are others who haven't made it today, but they'll be passed on in due course. And it's an opportunity to say a big thank you to those who oversee the JAM group, the Jesus and Me group, on the first Sunday of each month. That is Jackie, Jill, and Heather. We don't take this for granted. We appreciate all that they do, and I think to be appropriate if we were to show our appreciation to them. What happens over July and August? Do we not? No, September. So first Sunday in September, the JAM group resumes. The collection at this service will be in favour of Air Ambulance. And please give as generously as you can. The collection hymn, Our Father, We Have Wandered and Hidden from Your Face. Oh.
of a servant. Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake you became poor. Let us say together, Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives as well as our worship be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Immediately following this service, there will be light refreshments served in the parochial hall in support of Christian Aid. And as our season, so as to be, draws to a close, do take the opportunity of going over and continuing the fellowship for a little while longer. And items for the food bank may be left either today or next Sunday. The Wednesday Club end-of-season party will take place on Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if any person would like to come and hasn't yet indicated their wish to do so, please speak to Patricia Halliday following the service today. On Thursday, members of the Mothers Union and friends are reminded of their outing to Fernhill Cottage Gardens. Those going are asked to meet at the parochial hall at 6:10 to arrive at Fernhill Cottage at 6:30. And if anyone would like to go that hasn't yet indicated their wish to do so, please contact Susan Wilson. Sunday next, the third Sunday after Trinity, parish communion at 10 o'clock. And items for the July-August magazine should be left with myself or Roger Maxwell by next Sunday. The recessional hymn, "We Shall Go Out with Hope of Resurrection."
Come with me to the door. Yeah, sure.
power of God, hold and lead us.